This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Wildlife such as rabbits, moles, and deer can cause a variety of damage in the home landscape. For the November K-State Garden Hour, K-State Wildlife Management Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts discussed using habitat modification, exclusion, and removal to help prevent wildlife damage to grasses, broadleaf plants, and woody plants. He says the damage caused by rabbits is fairly easy to identify.
That's typically going to be some part of a plant that has been removed, and we can tell that rabbits have damaged herbaceous plants because when they bite off a herbaceous plant, they tend to bite it off at the stem. And on that stem, we're going to see these sharp angled cuts. That's caused by the way the incisors of a rabbit overlap. So when that rabbit leans over and bites off that piece of plant, it's going to make that sharp angled cut if it's a herbaceous plant, a grass or a broadleaf plant. When we see rabbit damage to woody plants, it's typically going to be during the colder months of the year when there's not a lot of green vegetation available because they prefer to eat green stuff. But when they damage those woody plants, they're biting behind the bark and then they're tearing off strips of bark. So what we're going to see is torn strips of bark rather than really cleanly chewed away bark all the way around the plant, which we might see if it was vole damage or damage done by a different species. Sometimes, especially during the winter time when we have lots of snow cover and food is limited, we can see pretty severe damage caused by rabbits to younger woody plants especially. And of course, they're eating those bark resources and any new growth in the form of twigs that they might be able to reach. So we want to avoid that problem if we can. Exclusion works quite well with rabbits and hares both. It's possible to put out a good fence that will keep rabbits from accessing the resources that you might have 100% of the time. What you're looking for is fencing that is going to be 2 to 3 feet tall, and at least at the bottom where it meets the ground, we have openings that are 1.5 inches or less in height. They can be wider than that, but we have welded wire paneling that a rabbit would have to put a whole lot of effort into chewing through. So that's a great option. You have a couple of options when we're excluding critters. We can exclude critters from being able to access an entire area where a resource like garden plants is, or we can put fencing up or an exclusionary barrier that's just going to keep the animal from getting to that specific resource. We can also fortify existing barriers that are currently permeable to a critter like a rabbit to make them impermeable. And this is a way to reduce the cost of implementing that exclusionary barrier. You just need to make sure that where that fencing meets whatever you're using that's already existing is tight enough that the critter can't squeeze through your fence and the existing wall or whatever we're using. Another important point here is that we have a barrier that goes into the ground below this fencing. Rabbits can squeeze through really tight spaces. They can squeeze under fencing. And so it's important that we've got that barrier at the base as well by making what we call an apron where the fencing folds at the ground and comes out away from the fence. Removal for rabbits is definitely an option if they're causing problems in your yard. There is no closed season on rabbits in Kansas. They can be hunted year-round. And so if you do have a hunting license, then you could trap rabbits that were causing a problem in your yard and then harvest those animals and be able to keep them. If you do not have a hunting license, then it is illegal to utilize any animals that you control lethally because of damage. So that's an important thing to consider. And remember this acronym, HER, habitat modification, exclusion, and removal, because those are the main methods that are going to be practical for most wildlife in most situations.
That's K-State Wildlife Management Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts. To watch the entire webinar, do a search for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.